Hi everybody, and welcome to the Middle Aged Bloke podcast with me, Tony Pony. This podcast will be based around mindset, because changing your mindset really is a game changer. I was literally Mr. Grumpy Pants until I decided that this sucked, so I did something about it, and I want to share what I've learned with you, along with some conversations and most likely immature male humour. So get comfortable, have yourself a cheeky break, because I've said so, and let's dive into it. Hi there, everybody, and welcome to the next episode here on the Middle Aged Bloke podcast. It is the bank holiday weekend, which is lovely here. We've just had 3 days off already, and we've still got today, which is Monday morning. Normally do the podcast, as I said, on a Sunday. I've been trying to do, but yesterday with Easter and, you know, Easter egg hunts and things like that in the morning with the kids, I just decided I would do it on the Monday morning, probably when everyone's a bit comatosed on chocolate and relaxing, and I would come and sit in my usual spot in the conservatory with a cup of coffee, watching the pigeons come down, because I've got loads of like bird tables and food out there, and they've been coming down getting their breakfast and just relaxing, and thought I'll do it today. So like I said, we are on a bank holiday weekend, which has been absolutely lovely, because I haven't actually had any proper time off other than I had Christmas off. But Christmas is always chaotic. It's not like I've took holiday for that. That's just where we all shut down and have a little bit of time off. But other than that, I've not actually had any proper time off, I think, since about August. And I was starting to feel really tired from it, that I was like, okay, I need a break. And then I've also realised that I've got some holiday to use up as well. And the new financial year starts as of, like, tomorrow. So I'm owed a few days holiday as well at some point. So I've got to catch up with that and use them up, which, again, something I'm really looking forward to. So I've had a very busy week. I spent a couple of days, one or two days in London working in the pouring rain again, which was, again, a highlight. Interesting job, though, so that was good. And I've just had because it was only a 4 day week last week, it was a very, very busy week, but I quite enjoyed it. And I'm holding some boundaries, which I'll talk about shortly, which has been quite good. And this weekend has been another little eye opener for me in a way. And it's going to sound a little bit mad, probably. And you're going to be thinking, well, that seems pretty normal, Tony. But, you know, I think when we're working and just trying to live life, you can forget things and realize what is and isn't important, and you can kind of quite easily forget and just not acknowledge things, and then sometimes it can come around and kick you in the ass and just suddenly go, right, I've got to, you know, keep on top of that, because I'm somebody who is easily sort of distracted from the things that are important, because the rest of life can take over from, you know, take over around me, and then I just get myself in this kind of little zone, and then I need to kick myself out of it. And I think the fact that when I realize it, it just shows that I'm actually, you know, that I am growing, and that the things that I'm doing for myself and the way I'm trying to change and the way I'm trying to see things in life, it is making a difference for me. So on Saturday, me and Clark, my son, who is nearly 10, we went into town in the morning because we had to get his hair cut anyway. And what we do, because my wife does an event on a Saturday, we decided to go and do what we usually do. We go for a cup of coffee somewhere. Obviously he just gets water, but he loves to go to Costa Coffee because he gets himself a packet of crisps and a treat and his water, and we sit there, and I think he finds it quite grown up and just enjoys being out with me. And one of the things that I can do, I can kind of, like, I suppose, take that for granted. You know, sometimes we can just see it as routine and just get ourselves a bit in a funk about it, like, oh, there's other things I could be getting on with. And I was sat there with him on Saturday, and we just, rather than me thinking about all the other things that I wanted to get done, I just let it go and just went, before we left the house, I thought, right, I'm just going to enjoy today, regardless of how it goes, because anyone who's got children knows that when you take your kids out for the day, regardless, you don't know how it's going to go. It could go really, really well, or they might just completely complain at you the whole time, ruining the mood of it all, and you then have to be the adult and be all grown up about it. And sometimes we don't want to be grown up about it. Sometimes we just want to be a fucking tantrum ourselves and be like, well, that was a waste of my time. And I know some parents could be like, oh no, I never do that. Okay, well, that's fine, great. But I do, and I know a lot of people like me do have those kind of thoughts as well. So when we went out on Saturday morning, I just went out with no expectations and just thought, just try and enjoy this morning, get his hair cut, and we'll go for coffee and we'll just play, have fun, talk. And you know what? We had the most awesome morning. It was really, really cool. And it was because I just let that expectations go. And my wife is always telling me that when we go out, just go with no expectations, because like I said, I'm not the best at it. I do find I get frustrated about those kind of things. And we had the loveliest morning. We went and got his haircut, which was nice. And we sat there. He got this local, I suppose they are a barbers, hairdressers, but they're sort of like, so you go to some barbers and they literally strictly men's haircut. This place does women's and men's hair. However, I suppose you would call them a barbers as such. But it's a very nice little place. It's looks like it's been there for probably longer than I've been alive. But they're really nice. Anyway, there was this chap in there, and I think he's fairly new, who cut my son's hair. My son's got fairly long hair, compared to me when I got no hair. His is down to sort of like his neck, and he loves it. Like, he looks a bit like a member of Hanson when they were younger. And he ended up doing his hair, and we were laughing because he's put little hair clips in his hair to hold it back so he can do little layers and all this sort of thing. And it was just overall quite funny to see. And my son was sat there sort of looking at me going, "Dad, this guy's put, you know, hair clips in my hair, what's going on?" And that was just quite a lot of fun. And then we left there, we went to Costa, and we just sat on our usual sofa that we get in when we go in there, and we were sort of laughing, play fighting, tiggling, having our food. We went to around town, went in all the little shops, but rather than go to the shops that I wanted to go, I just sort of let him lead, and we wandered around into different places, you know, looking at different things. And obviously I had my boundaries, you know, when he said, "Oh, Dad, I want this." "No, sorry, you can't have that." "Oh," but then be okay with the fact that he's disappointed he can't have that. And then I remember we sort of went and got ourselves, he said, "Oh, I really fancy going," he loves going to this shop called the Spa. He's obsessed with, I don't know why, but he loves going there. So we go into the Spa, and I gave him a little bit of money, and he picked himself some little treats and things. And then we went around the corner, and there's a church in the middle of our town centre. It's a pretty little thing. I mean, must admit, I've never been in it in my life, but it does look pretty. And the sun was shining. So, come on, let's just go and sit on the grass and just watch the world go by, sort of thing. And you know, he actually really loved it. We sat there, he had his little treat, and we just watched everyone going back and forth and just talked, and we laughed, and we made jokes like we do. And yeah, just overall had it. And I remember coming back and thinking, what a really nice morning. And I don't get me wrong, I love my son and I love my kids. But sometimes, you know, you think to yourself, you know, because of the, you know, where they might only be children, it's hard to relate to them or them to understand you or you to understand them. But it wasn't that. It was just that really nice company. You know, when you go out with one of your friends or you meet somebody new or whatever it is, and you have a really nice time and you've come away feeling quite refreshed and that their company was really, really lovely. That's kind of how I left Saturday, which I'm sure it's like that all the time. I know this probably sounds really crazy, but I think it's because I had allowed myself to just open up a bit and not have those expectations, that I just got to embrace how wonderful company my little lad is, you know. And it's sometimes we get so focused on what's going on around us that we don't notice these little things. And I remember just watching him thinking, what a cool little guy he is. And I knew this anyway, but I really got to embrace it even more. And I just have to remind myself to just enjoy those little moments. And Friday night, actually, we sat in bed because my wife was doing an online course, and we watched the new film Damsel. And he said to me, "Oh, what's it about?" I said, "Oh, I think it's about a princess." And he was looking at me like, "I don't watch a film about a princess." And I said, "No, just watch it. There's dragons and stuff." And again, we had a really great evening on the Friday night. We sat and watched this movie and he loved it. Like, he's still talking about it now. Like, yesterday we were wandering around and he was telling me, like, "Oh, I hope they make a second one." And it's just creating those memories that I think it's really easy to forget, you know, whether it's work, you know, money, bills, going shopping, all those things, they just take over, don't they, on a regular basis. And it's really hard to sometimes get yourself in that mindset or that frame of mind to just embrace and enjoy the little moments around us. Because as adults, we're not very good at just switching off from it and just then getting straight into the current moment. Because unlike children, where at the flick of a switch, they can change their moods or they can forget about what's happened, we find that very, very difficult. So again, it's just allowing yourselves to do that. And that's what I'm really trying to work on at the moment. One of the other things I've been doing this weekend, which again has been a nice thing, I've at the drop of a hat, like I had a couple of hours on Saturday afternoon that I went and got on my motorbike. And I haven't really been going out on my bike recently because I've had a slight problem with it. But I just said to my wife, rather than sort of like, should I? I've got other things to do. I literally just said to my missus, I'm going out on my bike for a couple of hours. And she went, all right, okay, off you go. And I literally just shot out. And I didn't go far. And I went and met up with a couple of friends who were on their bikes. And we had a cup of coffee, chatted for 45 minutes. And then I turned around and I came home. And again, another spontaneous moment, but just rather than go it without, because it was last minute, there was no expectations. And I just thoroughly enjoyed their company for 45 minutes. And again, another really refreshing moment for me, which again, before I might have been like, oh, I don't know if I can be bothered. And I just went, no, let's go. And it was great. I had a really nice time. So Saturday overall for me was a really brilliant day. And I think it was just because I was not in my head about anything. I just literally went, let's go. Let's just embrace the day. And I think that's one of the most important things. It's just creating those memories, you know, it's allowing yourself to have those moments where you just get to enjoy it. And life can literally take over everything, especially with work or money, bills. As I said, they're the things that they control us. They stop us from doing things. But sometimes it's just doing the little cheap things, but spontaneous, that just they'll fill your heart up with excitement, with joy, with happiness. Because I do think it's really important that you have those moments, whether it's with family or your friends or your communities. I just think it's really important that we have those times where we do the things with the ones that we love, the ones around us, your family, your close friends and all that lot. But we also do those little things for ourselves as well, whether it's, like I say, just popped out on my motorbike and saw some friends. So yesterday was a slightly different day for me because I woke up feeling really, really tired and really, really sort of fidgety, I think is the word. And I think the reason for this is one thing I've noticed about myself is if I have any time off, by about the second or third day, I start to find that I'm really fidgety and I get really sort of, I can't sit still, I'm agitated, and it's because I'm tired, because I think it all catches up with me and your body starts to relax and it's sort of just letting go with everything. And then the tiredness kicks in. So one thing I now honour with myself when I'm like that is I just need to be okay with that. Go and do whatever it is I need to do. Me and my wife are very different in that way. So when my wife's tired, she likes to mong and hermit and just meditate or just have some quiet time, sit somewhere and just zone, you know. I'm somebody that I need to get that out of me, and it's not by sleeping. Although sometimes a nice long sleep or a nap does help. By the afternoon, I was really struggling and I said to my wife, I'm just going to go out on my bike again for an hour and a half. I need to get this out of my system. And I always find by going doing something a bit more with adrenaline, something that's going to get my attention going, it wakes me up and then it just goes. So I did do that yesterday and I went out again and I didn't go far. And then I went past this pub that was about 10 mile away, and there happened to be a little bike night going on there as well, which was really great. So I sort of pulled in, and then there were some people there that I knew, and I caught up with them and I spoke to some people that I didn't know and had a few conversations, had a quick drink, you know, just a Coke, and then turned around and came back and it was all gone. And I think it was just because I'd done what my body needed rather than sit there and dwell on it. And also when I'm fidgety and I'm agitated, I annoy people, but not in a way deliberately to annoy them. But, you know, they're trying to relax or they're trying to do their thing and I'm constantly in their way and moving around. So it's just knowing that about myself. And I went off and did that, came back, and it was like, right, okay, great. Let's have dinner. Let's do this, blah, blah, blah. We then, you know, had a very productive evening, got all the, you know, baths and that done. And it was just really, really nice. So again, it was just, I'm making myself aware of the issues that I have in myself. I think that is because I'm growing and understanding more about myself and understanding the people around me and what they need as well, and us all honouring each other's stuff. One of the other ways this week that I've really noticed that I'm growing and that I'm changing the way I see things and how I handle things and my boundaries. This is going back to the work situation. This week, as well, anyone who's listened to me, you know, when I first started doing this podcast, I was away all week working. And when I stopped doing the working away week, I realized how much I hated it, how much I didn't want to be away. I don't mind doing the odd night out, but I didn't want to be away anymore. It's just, my kids love it so much that I'm home. My wife likes it that I'm home. And I love being with them in the evenings. I like coming in back to my own house, having dinner, going to bed in my own bed and waking up at home. And anyway, so this week I had my boss rang me up And he said to me, Tony, he said, I've got a job coming up. And I said, okay. And he said, but I need to know if you're okay with doing it. I said, what's that then? And he said, basically, there was a job coming up and it was going to be going from one place to another, back and forth for 2 weeks. And I'd be away all week. And I was like, right. And he said, so I just want to check you'll be all right doing it. And then I'm going to, might take the job on, depending. Obviously, I know there's a lot more to it, but he was going to go and see if the job was going to be worth him doing, etc., etc. And I was like, maybe I'll have to have a look at it, maybe, you know. And I was trying to be nice and trying to like be sympathetic, and obviously it is my job and etc., etc. But I hadn't ever agreed to do weeks away at a time. But I think because I used to do it, I guess people just think, well, he won't mind. Anyway, I got off the phone and I sat there, just I was pulled over at the time, and I was thinking, oh, I don't want to go away. It's like, that's not what I want. And anyway, but that literally, that boundary in me kicked in. And I was like, no, just say no. Just say you're not doing it. Don't allow it to get to a position where somebody goes, oh, he'll do it. Or you'll go, oh, all right. And then do it and then have resentment. So this is how I'm growing. I literally picked the phone back up. I rang back up and I said, that job you said about, I'm not doing it. And they were like, what? Do you not want to see if we get the job? No, I don't want to do it. Oh. And I was like, I'm not interested. And then, to be fair, my boss even said this one thing to me, and he said, but you used to go away, which is, he's absolutely right. I did used to go away, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to go away. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not even interested. And he was like, oh, right, okay. And I think he was a bit taken back by it and probably thinking, well, I didn't need you to go away. But I just thought, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do these things that I don't want to do. And I know some people might go, well, Tony, it's your job. Well, actually, it's not my job. My job was to be taken on and work day work with the occasional night out. A full week away was not something I've ever agreed to, and I'm not going to agree to it. But anyway, it just really reminded me how much I am grown, because once upon a time, I would have done it and then been really annoyed about it and really stressed out about it. And even if it was to earn me more money, I still don't want to do it. And I'm not going to do it, because my home life, my what I've got now with being around at home in the evenings and getting back, and especially with the lighter evenings coming out, is so much more valuable to me than a bit of extra money. It's just, I'm just not going to do it anymore. And I was quite chuffed with myself after I got the phone, just by saying no, because I really like my boss. He's a really lovely guy and I don't want to let him down. But at the same time, I don't want to ever become in a situation, which I have done with previous bosses, where that resentment then becomes, because I said yes and I didn't want to do it, you end up with that frustration, resentment and that towards them. And I just didn't want to do that. So I thought, if I'm just that straight away, no, I'm not doing it, then the problem's gone, isn't it? So again, there is another piece of evidence to myself that I am actually growing. And I guess that's what this episode is really me telling you, is that I'm realizing that I'm growing. And, you know, when I talk about my son or understanding things about myself, what I need, what my family needs around me, and that they become far more important than anything else around you. And yeah, just living life. Just doing the things that matter to you rather than letting everything else consume you or anyone else control you, and just enjoying it with the people that matter to you. And I guess that's kind of all that's really important at the moment. And just understanding your boundaries and not budging on them. So I'm going to leave that there, because I have waffled on and probably making no sense whatsoever. But that was basically an episode of realizing that I'm growing, and I thought I'd share that with you. So make sure you go and check out my social media on Instagram, which is the Middle Age Bloke Podcast. You can contact me there if you want to, send me a message, or you can comment on any of the pictures that I rarely ever post. So I keep saying I need to do something about it, but I just don't really know what to post on my social media for that, for the podcast, but I will work something out. But anyway, have a great week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend if you're on a bank holiday weekend. But if it is the start of your week or the end of your week, I hope you have a great one. Anyway, take care. Love to all.